I'm excited to get on a perfectly good airplane at Manchester Boston Regional Airport. And the director of the airport doesn't know I'm going to be doing that sooner than later. I probably won't see him or bother him, but it's one of my favorite airports. It's very convenient. They are bustling and booming, and the flights to Florida, there's more flights coming. And Ted Kitchens, the executive director of Manchester Boston Regional Airport, joins us. GMI Studios on this Wednesday morning. How are you, Ted?
Good morning, Jack. Doing quite well, and you're never a bother. Come up and say hi.
I will. Hey, how are things going? I'm looking forward to getting over to the airport. I'm actually doing a quick flight for a few days. I'm going to be using your great parking garage, which I love because it's so convenient. How are things going?
Things are going well. I mean, it's the September swoon, right? We're in the middle of that shoulder season right now. But I was just on a flight yesterday, and 100% of the seats coming inbound were full. So loads are looking good, and looking forward to a good October here.
Well, you have some exciting news, right, with some more flights down to Florida.
Yeah, so we're 1 week away from Spirit Airlines beginning service here on October 7th. Daily nonstop flights on big airplanes to Fort Lauderdale and Orlando. And then starting November 17th, there'll be four times weekly nonstop flights to Fort Myers. And on November 18th, there'll be three times weekly to Tampa. And some incredibly low fares out there right now. I mean, like $60 round trip to Orlando type fares.
Yeah. Ted Kitchens, Manchester Boston Regional Airport, does a super job there. We're lucky to have you here, Ted, in the region. Ted, how are the airline and the carriers doing? Are they getting the employee support they need, the staffing support? Are they facing those challenges like every other business?
Oh yeah, most certainly. They're very challenged. But they're doing a good job of hiring the positions they can, but it's not like you can just go out there and find a pilot on the street. I mean, it takes a lot of training. so sometimes these pipelines can take a long time to fill back up, once you drain the pipeline. And, you know, obviously that's what happened when, the pandemic hit and they were trying to avoid costs and they were furloughing pilots, and some of these pilots that were furloughed have decided, not to come back. And same thing with flight attendants and, the baggage handlers and everybody that makes the flight work. It takes a lot of people to make a flight, go safely every time. So they're finding some challenges, up and down their workforce. But they're on the path, to get that going. It's just going to be a little bit of a rough patch here for the next, probably 8 to 12 months.
Now, Ted Kitchens, what about the vendors and the, you have some good folks inside the airport that lease or have food commissaries, areas to serve, whether it's, getting a burger or a drink or water or a coffee or a muffin. How are they holding out through all this?
Here locally, we're almost all of our concessions are 100% back open. The ones that are not open, other than the Dunkin' Donuts, pre-security, are primarily the pre-security concessions, the shipyard and the Starbucks down in the backclaim area remain closed. Back in the gate area, most of those concessions are open and operational. But the same can't be said at other airports. I mean, as I was connecting in Dulles, I would say 80% of the concessions I walked by were shuttered and closed.
Yeah, so, I mean, imagine how they would have lasted. It's not like, it's a business. They have to pay bills.
Exactly. Hey,
Ted,
yep.
One more time, preview what's coming up next week, because I think that's something people should mark and check out and make some reservations.
Yeah, so cases down in Florida are down 82% from their peak.
Wait a minute, Ted. I'm sorry. I don't want to get public policy with you. I haven't heard that on CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN. Oh, wait, the cases are down 82% from their peak. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, the seven-day average, if you go to the New York Times for your source, are down 81.77% is the number I calculated this morning. So Florida is well over their peak, and so I think it's time for everybody to get down there. It's actually a great time to go visit the parks. I mean,
and you're outdoors. It's beautiful. It's never been easier and better to fly, more economic. Ted Kitchens, Manchester Boston Regional Airport, we appreciate the update. We'll catch you soon. GMI Studios, Good Morning, New Hampshire.
Thank you, Jack.